Will you bow your heads in prayer, please? Loving Father, who brings peace in the figure of Jesus, come and bring us peace, we ask. Give us understanding, because we ask in the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember. They are powerful, enduring words. Of course, we don't remember the fallen every evening and every morning. To do so would simply be too painful. But it's fitting and right that on days like this we do stop and turn our attention to all that has gone before us and the awfulness of war. And like, I guess, some ghastly motorway pile-up, we stare with horror. We hope and pray for those affected, but in our own lives we move on. We have to. We're all caught up in the busyness of our lives. Too busy to remember all the time. But that's not wrong. Because in many ways, those who have given their lives would want that to be true. It's what they fought for. They fought above all to preserve normality. In extraordinary times, they yearned for the ordinary busyness and mundane routine to return both to their lives and the lives of those they loved. Last summer, I sat in the churchyard at Grantchester near Cambridge and read Rupert Brooke's poem again, The Old Vicarage at Grantchester. Brooke, as you will know, is well known for his war poetry. This poem actually was written in 1912, before the First World War. But he was in Germany reflecting on all that was happening in that country. And it aches, it dreams of ordinariness. It speaks of patriotism and homesickness, which of course characterized so much of the war poetry that was to follow. It ends like this. Deep meadows, for to forget the lies and truths and pain, oh yet stands the clock, church clock at 10 to 3, and is there honey still for tea? The ordinariness yearned for. Greater love has no one than this, said Jesus, that he lay down his life for his friend, a life laid down that someone else might simply live. Brooke himself would lay down his life in 1915, 100 years ago. But he left a wonderful legacy that expresses just how much the ordinariness of life should mean to all of us. Life, in all its ordinariness, is a precious, precious gift. Never forget the courage of those who simply went when called, prepared to die, that we might just be ordinary. That many did indeed pay the ultimate price is the great sadness that endures, of course, and continues to make days like this so poignant. 10, or was it 20 million in the First World War alone, and 100 years on, not a day passes where people somewhere don't die. That in every village and hamlet, in every town and many workplaces in our country, you have the memorials that name them. The brothers, the husbands, the sweethearts, the neighbours. Think of all they might have done. The things they might have created. The joys they could have experienced and what they might have contributed toward the future. And then remind yourself that all that life and potential was simply cut short. And multiply that by the millions and add it to the ruined landscapes and destroyed towns, even that we see in the news bulletins today, and the political and economic legacies that have shaped the world for generations, and the uneasy feeling that it should never be like this is impossible to ignore. So often it is the generals, the politicians, and their somewhat naive actions that shape the lives of the powerless becomes uncomfortably true. But the courage, bravery, and patriotism and faithfulness of the fallen is always what shines through and endures on days like this. We will remember that. It is a sign of hope, in a way. The search for a better world is what our reading from the book of Revelation was all about. That there is a vision there in Scripture of a better world that we should be prepared to fight for. The New Jerusalem, where God will wipe away every tear. And there will be no sorrow, nor mourning, or crying, or pain, please God. God is working to that end, to make everything new and full of hope. And it is in each of us who reflects today that hope of a better world that hope is focused. Jesus calls us to be peacemakers, to actively work for peace and reconciliation, to challenge the evils of our world, the hatred, the violence, the division that so often disfigures our lands, to seek the better world and never give up. Pope Paul VI famously said in 1972 that if you want peace, work for justice. I do reflect that so often we have forgotten those wise words. In an ever more unequal world, we do need to take great care for those who are weakest and most vulnerable. We all know, we see on our TV screens, even now we turn our backs on the homeless and the refugees. And the question must be, where is justice? Jesus said, I was a stranger and you welcomed me in. But do we? If we want to continue the fight for peace, it is an obvious way we must never turn our backs on those in need of justice. And those in need of a home for the winter. Sir Edward Grey famously said, at the eve of the First World War, the lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see them lit again in our lifetime. As thousands walk across Europe today seeking justice, seeking a place to stay, there is an unmistakable darkness that seems to extend as they spread across this continent. There is a sense, it feels, to me at least, like the lights are going out in Europe all over again. And we must care for those who are lost and strangers. But I believe above all that light shines always in the darkness. Indeed, the lights shine brightest when it is most dark. And Jesus, who described himself as the light of the world, asks each of us to bring light into this world, wherever we may be. And if we want peace in this world, then we start with justice. And we fight for it, wherever we may be. In our homes, in our workplaces, in our schools, whatever it might be. We work for justice and hope to build that kingdom that is God's vision for us all. We will remember them. Yes, we will remember them. But I pray too that they will be an inspiration, that we might all be inspired to fight for justice as they were. That generosity, hope, peace, and love might win.